The next round of recall elections in Wisconsin begins with a primary on May 8th, when Democrats will choose candidates to run against four sitting Republican state senators and Republican Governor Scott Walker. You may remember this recall vote was forced by opponents of Governor Walker after he and state Republicans passed that law eliminating nearly all collective bargaining rights for most public employees in the state. And the Wisconsin vote has become a sort of test run, what the Times, New York Times, calls a warm-up for presidential elections in November, which some people say will feature the biggest showdown between labor and business in 30 years. So, with all of this riding on the Wisconsin vote, are Democrats poised to blow it, as the Washington Post writes? Mary Spicuzza is state government reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal. Mary, the Washington Post is saying that Democrats are divided over who should take on Walker in the election in June, and that they may split their vote that way.
We're going to have four different Democrats who are all trying to get the nomination. And, you know, they do have some supporters who are, definitely fervently in favor of one candidate and pretty strongly opposed to the others. The two front runners, Kathleen Falk and Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett, they definitely have a different kind of basis of support. And Tom Barrett has been saying Democrats can't attack other Democrats. We are risking, you know, criticizing each other so much that we basically give Scott Walker a victory.
Well, it seems like a little late for that, because we're understanding that Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett is the favorite of the establishment in Wisconsin, the Democratic Party establishment, while Dane County Executive Kathleen Falk has become the favorite of the unions. And this is in part because Tom Barrett, Mayor Barrett, was seen as almost siding with Governor Walker when Barrett interacted with unions in Milwaukee.
Yeah, he's definitely gotten some criticism from unions, and Kathleen Falk got a lot of union endorsements before any other candidates got in this race. And so there was an impression that unions were kind of trying to talk Tom Barrett out of running by making it clear that he was not going to be their candidate of choice.
Well, when he was mayor, Barrett was seen as using the rule changes that were brought about by Walker to take away some benefits from city employees. So people who supported the recall effort have turned to Falk, but then there's some question as to whether or not they turned to her too soon.
Tom Barrett, he's faced quite a bit of criticism from unions. He did say, "I was never in support of stripping away collective bargaining rights. I was in support of getting concessions from unions in terms of what they would contribute." That said, he has not gotten a lot of union endorsements. He's gotten a few. Kathleen Falk, some of the unions that have endorsed her, have since said, "Well, we would support whichever Democrat wins the primary," which kind of signaled to some people that maybe they were having doubts about whether that would be her. They did do an event at the Capitol last week with Kathleen Falk and a number of union supporters kind of rallying around her saying, "We still support her. We think she's going to win. She's our candidate." But there were some questions about whether they were having second thoughts or whether they were nervous that she might not be the nominee.
Well, she's behind in the polls right now, and there seems to be a fear that this has dissipated all that momentum that the anti-Walker camp had. And by the way, we just want to ask you about a couple other things. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel is reporting that there might be some fake or protest candidates on the slate, that Democrats in the primary might be running against candidates who call themselves Democrats but who were recruited by the Republican Party.
Oh, that's a definite. They did that the last time around. They came out very early saying that they were going to do that, and there are what they call protest candidates, but what the Democrats and a lot of people call fake Democrats.
And if that weren't enough, it is an open election, meaning that Republicans can vote. Will they try to vote for what they perceive as the weaker candidate, let's say in the governor's race, in order to have a weaker candidate face their candidate, Scott Walker?
There are a lot of concerns about that, actually, and it is an open primary, and there can be crossover voting. You don't even have to say it's crossover voting. You can just vote for whichever candidate you want to. There is a young man, Arthur Cole Riggs, who is running as a Republican. He's been a frequent Capitol protester. He insists he's not a fake Republican. He says that he is a Lincoln La Follette Republican, but he has said that part of the strategy for running was to make sure that Republicans need to vote in their own primaries.
It just sounds like a doozy of an election coming up.
Yes, That's one word for it.
Well, because we haven't even mentioned, you know, this idea that it's being looked at nationally. One of the largest donors to Governor Walker's campaign are billionaire industrialist brothers Charles and David Koch. The New York Times reported this weekend that David Koch said of this vote, if the unions win this recall, there will be no stopping union power. And, of course, we know that unions are pouring tons of money in. Some union supporters have worried, in fact, pouring too much money in, you know, not saving enough for the general election in the fall. But so what's the sense there in Wisconsin of how important this election is?
People are very focused on this election. I think both sides feel like the stakes are very high, not only statewide, but nationally. And both sides feel like this is going to send a message nationally about who wins. Scott Walker says that unions are trying to make an example of him and scare other politicians from making bold choices. The Walker critics feel like that kind of the Koch brothers are hoping that this will be a national example of what can be achieved on the state government level in terms of cracking down on collective bargaining or union bargaining rights.
So the primary is May 8th, the election in June. That's not a lot of time to coalesce. Is there a sense that Democrats who had so much momentum, you know, they got this recall, might be able to coalesce around whichever candidate wins by June?
I guess we'll see how ugly things get over the next week. I think that there is still a large amount of momentum on both sides. I think that, you do have people that are kind of strongly in one camp or strongly in the other, but I think that there are also a lot of people who feel so strongly either in support of Governor Walker or are so strongly opposed to him that they're going to go and vote and that they're not going to be necessarily discouraged if their first choice doesn't win. But we'll see, I guess, what happens before next Tuesday.
Mary Spicuzza, state government reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal, ahead of next week's primary, looking for a Democratic candidate to run against Scott Walker in the recall election in June. Mary, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
So a shout out to our Wisconsin listeners. Are outside analysts like, well, us and the Washington Post making too much of a Democratic divide? If you're Republican, do you plan on making some mischief in next week's primary, maybe voting for a Democrat you don't think will be as successful against your guy, Scott Walker? Discuss at hereandnow.org, on Twitter, at hereandnow or at hereandnowrobin, on facebook.com/hereandnowradio. We'd love to hear from you. Going to take a quick break. We'll come back in 1 minute with Kathy Gunst, who gets kids to eat kale. Headline, newsflash, here and now.